fierce and fearless. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, one, two. Princess kneel before you. That's what I said now. Princess who I
Monday on the Steve Gruber Show, 8 days to go before the midterm elections. And so many different things have happened in the last couple of weeks leading up to the midterms. Of course, you've got Brett Kavanaugh, the caravan. You've got the guy sending explosive-like devices. I can't say for sure they're explosives anymore. I'm not sure because a PVC pipe, it wouldn't be able to contain the pressure. But at any rate, it scared a lot of people. That guy is going to go away for a long time. Then, of course, you've got the attack in Pennsylvania on the synagogue, where the federal government now pursuing the death penalty. Brian Maloney, co-chair of the brand-new Red Wave America PAC, co-founder of the Media Equality Project and editor-in-chief of Media Equalizer. Brian, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
So what do you make of all of this? The devices sent to Hillary and Obama and other prominent Democrats and donors. The media sure wanted to make it into something. Of course, here's a guy who's made terrorist threats in the past, has a long criminal record. He's a nutball. Period.
Well, I think in the past, you know, we used to wait to find out what the October surprise was. And this year, it's a series of them. And, I mean, we've got one more week before Election Day. And I'm sure we'll have four or five more. So they're coming at us every single day. And I think that's what's making this so volatile and hard to predict.
You know, I don't think it's that hard to predict. I think that the Republicans are going to do well in the U.S. Senate for sure. I'm seeing new polling out of Indiana and Arizona and elsewhere that show me that we're going to do well in a lot of places, pick up Missouri and North Dakota. So I think the Republicans are fine on the Senate side because I think a lot of people have locked it in. I mean, there would have to be a earth-shattering event for a lot of the folks to change their vote. And let's be honest, Brian, millions of people have already cast their ballots.
Well, that's just it. If you look at some of the states, and Arizona was one where the last number I saw was at 45% of the voters that already cast their ballots. So there are places where you're not going to have that much of an impact now. And you're right about the Senate seats mostly being locked in. But I would say that the House is still entirely unclear.
I agree with that.
Which way that will go. And that's, I think that's what all of this is about. I think because the House could still go either way.
Well, and that's true. And if you look at the Cook Political Report or Real Clear Politics or Fox News, a variety of places that are predicting, they're saying anywhere from 10 to 40 seats would be the pickup for Democrats. Well, that's a big difference because I think the critical point is that about 23 seats or 24. But think about this, Brian. Let's say the Democrats get the majority by one, two, or three seats. Or the Republicans the same way. Every special election between now and 2020 will come with truckloads of money, huge coverage by the media, because every single special election in the last Congress so far, there have been 14 of those, 10 of which were decided before November 6th. Four of those are coming up here next week, but the other 10 occurred during the session. Either somebody dies or somebody gets convicted or something, whatever happens. Those special elections going forth between now and 2020 are going to be huge, all of them.
So essentially what that means is that we will always be in election season from now until November 2020. And I suspect that that will be our reality.
Yeah, that will be our reality. How do you feel about, in effect, whether it's Vox or Slate or CNN or NBC News, basically laying at the feet of Donald Trump, even the fact that this anti-Semitic monster that attacked and killed people on the Sabbath in Pennsylvania hated Donald Trump, hated him. You know, said he just couldn't stand. He's anti-Semitic. He hates Jews and he hates Donald Trump. And yet, it's still Donald Trump's fault that he shot up a synagogue.
Well, it is remarkable the nerve that they have. I mean, they really are shameless, and they have no regard at all for anything close to the truth. And it is interesting because I think that you did lump Fox in with the other networks, and I think it's sad. I hope that it isn't the case
Vox.
Now that we've
completely
lost Fox and it's in terms of its news division, and it's no different.
No. I said Vox with a V as in victory.
Oh, Vox. Well, there have been a lot of people complaining about, you know, Shep Smith and people during the day at Fox, so
Well, Shep is at the wrong network.
It's not what it used to be.
Yeah, Shep is at the wrong network.
Right, right.
That's right. And Lachlan Murdoch is no Rupert, I think it's fair to say.
No, he's not, and that's exactly what my point was, absolutely. I mean, Lachlan Murdoch is taking Fox toward the left gradually in steps, whatever he can get away with, and that's where that's going.
Well, you say that, but you look at their primetime lineup, and you look at, you know, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, they're not going anywhere. They're still on the right side of the conversation. They're getting huge ratings. I don't think Lachlan Murdoch is fool enough to take that out of the mix.
Sure, but that's 3 hours out of 24, and I think where you'll see the difference is in the other day parts, and I think ultimately, and the news division especially. And the other way it happens is you just start watering down what conservative programming you have left piece by piece, edict by edict. I think it will happen over time, inevitably.
Well, and if that happens, I will tell you that someone else will step up to fill the need, because there will be tremendous amounts of money to be found, whether it's a Newsmax or a Sinclair or whoever might step up to fill that void, because they'll need to do it, and there'll be a tremendous amount of financial reason to do it. So if Fox does that, they'll soon find themselves not being the only game in town.
Well, I think that ultimately you're right. I think it would be up to our side, though, to make all that happen. I just, you know, looking at the pattern there, behavior, this is something we're going to have to watch closely.
Yeah, you're fair enough. Brian Maloney, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, co-founder of the Media Equality Project and editor-in-chief of Media Equalizer. Brian, always a pleasure. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a great day. This part of the program brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Listen, if you don't have your taxes in order and you need them there because you got people coming after you, or you're not sure, or you're not sleeping at night, get a hold of our good friend Chris McClatcher at Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's been doing it for 25 years, and he's here in Michigan. So he's not some guy, you know, off in Never Neverland. He's right here. He understands it. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own.